Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Today we're diving into the vibrant world of New York City street food, specifically the story of Thiru Kumar, the Dosa Man.
The Dosa Man? I'm intrigued. This sounds like a fascinating character. Tell me more.
Thiru's story is as flavorful as his dosas. He's originally from Sri Lanka, and he's been serving up delicious, authentic South Indian food from his cart in Washington Square Park for nearly two decades.
Wow, 18 years. He must have seen a lot of changes in the city over that time. What inspired him to start this venture?
Well, he talks about the lack of good, healthy, affordable food options, especially for busy New Yorkers. He wanted to provide something different, something that reminded him of home. He learned to cook from his grandmother, incorporating her recipes and a whole lot of love into his dishes.
That's beautiful. Family recipes always have a special touch. What kind of dosas does he make?
He's got a variety. From the classic potato and vegetable dosa to the popular Pondicherry special with fresh veggies and dry coconut, there's something for everyone. He even has samosas and Sri Lankan roti. And get this, he keeps everything under $10 to make it accessible to students and those on a budget.
That's incredible. So he's not just feeding people, he's building a community. What's his background like before he became the Dosa Man?
Thiru's journey to New York is quite remarkable. He won the green card lottery and arrived with his wife and daughter 25 years ago. He worked various jobs, construction, gas stations, iron factories, before finally pursuing his passion for food. He even mentioned a past life of professional motorcycle racing.
Whoa, motorcycle racing. That's a far cry from making dosas. It sounds like he's led a very interesting life.
He has. He also talked about his experience during the Sri Lankan Civil War. It's clear that his journey has shaped him and his food.
I see. That adds another layer of depth to his story. It sounds like he's truly living the American dream, building a business from scratch, becoming a local icon. It's inspiring.
Absolutely. He even has fans in 45 countries, and his cart is a symbol of hard work, resilience, and delicious food. It's more than just a dosa cart. It's a New York institution.
I'm definitely adding this to my list of places to eat when I'm in New York. Thanks for sharing his story.
You're welcome. And thank you for joining us on Podcastify. Until next time, happy listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.